This week's Parsha delineates the disastrous mission of spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sends to report on Eretz Yisrael. So instead of a return of good news, or what happens, the spies come back and launch a complete smear campaign against Eretz Yisrael, delineating and enumerating all its problems that it has and causing Bnei Yisrael to panic, and it goes wrong, who had to subsequently punish Bnei Yisrael for this. So the question is, like, how did this happen, right? Rashi already points out that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just send any old Joe, right? He sent the leaders of Klal Yisrael. So how could the leaders of Klal Yisrael make such a fundamental mistake in reporting badly about Eretz Yisrael? So the Zohar Kodesh already deals with this and explains that the spies stumbled because they had a vested interest in the matter. When Bnei Yisrael were going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, the spies assumed that they would have to relinquish their positions of prominence. And fearing for this, the spies had a subconscious distorted vision when they went to check out the land, and they only saw what they wanted to subsequently see. So looking through these opaque lenses led them to conclude that Eretz Yisrael is impossible to conquer, and they subsequently ignored anything positive about it. So the Zohar essentially is teaching us that what happened, right? The spies were already went in with a negative attitude, right? They went with a negative attitude, and therefore they only saw negatively about Eretz Yisrael. And the Stiper takes this a step further. The Stiper points out that the Gemara teaches, right? The path a person wants to take, that's the path that Hashem allows him to take. So the Gemara in Sotah relates that when the Meragim went to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that the Canaanites should be busy at funerals in order that the spies would not be detected. So what happens? The spies will come back and report that's an Eretz Yisrael Chalas Yisrael, that's a land that, people are dying so much in the land. But the Stiper continues and points that if you think about it in Haftorah, these two spies who Yeshua sent out attract a lot of unwanted attention immediately, while the 12 spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sends out remain unnoticed for the duration of their adventure. So, did spies ever notice? Did the Meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out ever notice this? No, because they only perceived the negative in a situation, forgot to look for the positive. And the lesson that we have to learn for this is that this might be something, or this mistake that the spies made is not something that's removed from us. We're also susceptible to making the same mistake. We also are able to have our vision and judgment skewed when we want a certain outcome, and that will allow us to see things already from a negative light without giving something proper thought. And in classic Chassid Shvort, right, the Chedush HaRim observes that if you think about it, right, the word Oneg and the word Nega are comprised of the same letters, right? Ayin Nun Gimel. So Oneg means pleasure, and Nega means affliction. So the Chiddush HaRim explains, what's the difference between Nega and Oneg? Right? The difference is, where do you put the I? And right? Where do you put the I? Right? Do you view everything in a negative light, in which case it's going to be a Nega, or do you view everything in a positive light, in which case it's going to be Oneg? So the lesson that we have to learn from the Parsha, from the Meraglim, or from this idea from the Chiddush HaRim, is that we have to look at everything in a positive light. If we look at everything in a positive light, then the outcomes that we're going to see is also going to be positive. But if we already go in with a distorted attitude, everything subsequently is going to be bad as well.